credit seeking. At Founders Federal Credit Union, they get it. Life happens. That's why they offer personal and auto loans that help you move forward with flexible terms and a team that sees more than just a number. You don't need perfect credit to start your next chapter. Visit foundersfcu.com or a local office today. That's foundersfcu.com or visit a local office today. Founders, helping you do life on your terms. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Tigers for Tatas. Text T4T to 53555 for an easy way to donate. With your help, we can make a difference.
All right, final hour of the show. Glad to have you with us here at Bennett Equipment and Supply. Come on and see us. Maybe if you come, the yellow jacket that's been giving us hell for 15 minutes.
Good grief.
Maybe that yellow jacket will go away. Maybe it'll follow you.
I'll kill it with an excavator.
I can't wait. Maybe
drop
with the pink one. I can't wait. I can't wait. Are you going to open the coffee and see if it'll... He's going to try to trap it.
Lucky winner's going to get a bee in their coffee.
If your coffee tastes a little bit like honey, I mean, I have one guess for you. That's it. We are live here at Bennett Equipment and Supply. Come on, see us. It is their Customer Appreciation Day. Henry's is not here because they did run out of barbecue. Because, I mean, we cleaned them out. Chick-fil-A is still here if you want to stop by and get some of that.
Well, when 300 people show up, that'll do it.
That'll do it, man. That'll do it. Okay, so we were talking about this G League thing. And I truly do – I want to ask this question, okay, because I am a capitalist. I want markets to dictate. I don't like a lot of rules and regulations and caps and limits on what people can spend. I think some of those are good. This is what I would ask you, okay? If you're anti-union, if you think unions are all bad, you think they're terrible, let me ask you this. Is this better than unionizing? Is this better than calling college athletes whatever you have to call them to get them to a collective bargaining table to get this where 21, 25, 26-year-old people are now eligible to come instead of 18-year-olds as college athletes? Is this system better than whatever the worst thing you think about unionization is?
Now tell me how the unionization collectively bargaining would help this problem.
I think you could easily get particularly a group of college athletes to say, we do not want professionals coming in and taking our spots. You could collectively – because I honestly don't think – in fact, we're going to play these clips. I don't think the leadership of college athletics would sit in a bargaining table and I think they would fight against this, and they would say, once you leave, you're done. You're passive. You're not allowed to jump back in your sport. And I think a unionized group of current athletes, employees, contractors, I don't care what word you make up. You made up student-athlete, make up another one and say that's what you are. I think those players would also be in favor of that.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm just asking to understand what direction you're going with that. There's a lot of athletes that would not be in favor of that, but if all the coaches are in favor and some of the athletes are, because after all, this guy, Lyndon Johnson, and you know, I was going to say he's going to be taking somebody's spot on the roster. He will be taking somebody's spot on the roster. I don't know if he'd be taking a starting spot. Like I truly don't know how good he's going to be this time next year in relation to the rest of their roster. But so yeah, that would be a reason that some players would not want this to happen.
So here is, and Mike, we're going to run through these clips now. Here is, and keep in mind these are like Hall of Fame coaches who are not just saying, you know, I disagree. They are basically asking, what are we even doing here? It goes well beyond just simple disagreement, what these guys are saying. First up is Tom Izzo. He gave like a 3.5-minute, and at some point it seems like he's incredulous, like he doesn't even know what to say, he's speechless. Here's what Tom Izzo had to say about this.
You know, I'm going to get myself in trouble, but I listen to people talk of how kids changed. Kids aren't the problem. We're the problem. This was sprung on us again yesterday, where a guy can be in the G League for 2 or 3 years, and then all of a sudden he's eligible. Most of my people knew nothing about it. I don't think our commissioner, I am not real excited about the NCAA or whoever's making these decisions without talking to us, just letting it go because they're afraid they're going to get sued. So you're right. I said that this really bothers your coach if you're Michigan State fans. But if you want a silver lining in a cloud, I am going to call Magic tonight. I'm going to call Jaren Jackson, Miles, Gary, Max. You know, this just goes to show you how ridiculous people that are in power make decisions. I mean, you know, and I'm going to get killed because someone's going to say, well, if they go pro, it doesn't work out, shouldn't they be able to come back? Well, what about the freshman you recruited there? That's somebody's son. And he thinks he's got himself a good place, and all of a sudden, shazam, they pull out of their hat and bring a 21 or 22-year-old in. To me, it's ridiculous. To me, it's embarrassing. And I love my job. I don't respect my profession, and I don't respect who's ever doing that. Whoever made those decisions, because they're afraid that a lawyer's going to sue them, sooner or later, you got to fight the fight. And, you know, if we would have been aware of it, if somebody would have talked to us, maybe it's me, maybe I'm the dummy. But I'll never agree to that stuff. I think we're really hurting the freshmen in high school. I mean, the seniors in high school, giving them a chance. And we're just going to, what's the age limit now? Is it 30? You know, if you have 3 beards and 2 mustaches, are you illegal? You're not allowed to play? I mean, what is it going to be? And so, you hit a sore spot for me because the transfer portal is enough. You know, we have no rules. And now we just take a no rules and add some more no rules. And if everybody likes that, that's good. And I feel bad if a kid came out early. Maybe we shouldn't come out early. Maybe we should do a better job of helping kids make decisions, said decisions they make, and then, oh boy, I made a bad decision, so I'll go back. But the unintended consequences are the kids that are there will now get screwed and not have an opportunity. And then they'll be transferring, and then we'll have this circle. So I do not know everything about it. I cannot believe that this was sprung on us yesterday. And if it was done earlier and I didn't know about it, shame on me. But my compliance officer didn't know. There are people in this league didn't know. The NCAA's got to regroup. They got to regroup. That's my opinion. Only my opinion. So don't be mad at anybody else. Be mad at us. But I'm not going to be mad at the players. I'm going to be mad at the adults in the room. And so don't blame the players anymore. Blame the adults that make the decisions that allow some of these ridiculous things to happen. And then the unintended consequences hurt kids that are trying to do it the right way, with a process, not jumping around. And that's my 2 cents. So put that wherever you want it.
There we go. Well, we just put it right here on the roar, Tom Izzo. Oh my God. Ben just came back here with just pink sunglasses. And I turned to him to have a serious conversation, and that's just not going to happen. I can't do that. So we're just going to talk into space and see if Ben responds. Listen, I truly understand what Tom Izzo is saying here. Like, this is one of the frustrations for me, okay? This is one of the frustrations for me. This is a societal critique, all right? Just give me a pulpit and give me like 90 seconds, okay? We should not need rules to do the right thing. And that's what Tom Izzo is saying. We do not need to amend the NCAA bylaws to know that this is wrong. This is not what we were supposed to do. This is not what this was supposed to be about. We shouldn't need to police the adults in the room. That's what he's saying. Now, I would also point out that Tom Izzo has been in some recruitments that were a little shady.
Oh, listen.
I mean,
all of these coaches are going to – I mean, there's an element of hypocrisy in everything they say and, to be true, everything that we say.
That's right. That's right.
But for this, it's almost like they're saying, okay, enough is enough. This is where I draw the line. And now the devil's advocate here, the Louisville side of this, and I'm not picking on Louisville. Again, they're not –
I am picking on Louisville.
Well, they're
that's
not
ridiculous.
Cheating. They're the first ones that's figured this out, apparently. But it's not. They're not cheating. I'll take these off. I'm distracting
it's so
you.
Good.
Can't have a serious
it's
conversation.
It's so good. It's like – I don't know.
Those
it's like
awesome.
Being at a Jessica Simpson concert talking sports. That's what that is.
I'm not. I can't even. I can't even recover from that. A Jessica Simpson reference.
That's
wow.
Just great. This is great, man.
Louisville and other coaches, because Louisville will not be alone. I mean, you know, right now there are coaches who are calling players who went directly to the G League, or that. Left after 1 year. You know there are coaches that have already been on the phone with their agents today. All right?
So oh, yeah.
It's not just a Louisville.
Well,
thing.
Louisville had to beat some schools in the recruit. I'm sure they weren't the only school recruiting
yeah.
this kid.
So they're going to say, we're going to give this we're going to give this kid an opportunity to make money and get an education. Do you hate education? Do you not want these kids to be educated? That's going to be the angle they're going to take. When the reality is, they are recruiting a great basketball player. That's what they're doing. And you know what? It might make some people uncomfortable, but Pat Kelsey's job is to field the best basketball team he can field. And if he can legally take a player from the G League, I don't think that is for the good of the game at all. But is that Kelsey's job to be the good of the game?
You know, it goes back to the thing we talked about yesterday. Does it really matter? Do people really care that much if you win? People really care how it looks if you lose.
Yeah.
In fact, I would actually argue that really they don't. Really they don't care how it looks if you lose, but they say that they do. If you win, nobody cares how it looks. And you're right. Pat Kelsey is not going to be extended or fired in the next year, whether he, based on whether he followed the unwritten rules of the NCAA,
and
it's going to be wins and losses.
And also, I'm not surprised by this because you think about, I mean, not taking a pro speaks to amateurism, and that's been out of the wind. That's been gone. We threw that out the window a couple of years ago. I mean, to think with NIL, we went from, gosh darn it, Kwok, you don't want kids to get paid $50 for an autograph session. I mean, that's what we were sold. We went from that to schools paying $4 million for contract for quarterbacks and not even pretending. I mean, no one you don't have to do anything with NIL now. I mean, collectives just pay. What do you have to do? You got to post a couple times on social media a month? Yeah, big deal. So if we lost amateurism with that, then whether you were a pro or not, I mean, that ship sailed, right?
I would agree. Let's hear from Kelvin Sampson on this. Kelvin Sampson, who, by the way, was fired in Indiana for hundreds of impermissible text messages, loads of other recruiting violations, and for a team that had, I believe, the lowest APR score in the history of APR, where everyone failed every drug test all the time. Here's what Kelvin Sampson said about, is this the end?
Nobody cares, because if you say something, you're complaining. But at some point, somebody's got to step up and say, this is wrong. It's not what we signed up for. It's not what they signed up for. That's not fair to them either. It's not fair to their parents. You know, we're still at an educational institution. But there's nothing educational about college basketball right now. It's all transactional. And then we go put our head in the sand and act like, well, it'll change eventually. Think how many ADs 5 years ago said, this will play out. This won't last. Okay? Same guys are saying it today. This won't last. It's going to outlast all of us. because that toothpaste is out of the tube, and you ain't putting it back in, and it ain't going to control it. But what can you control? You can control that transfer portal. And I'm adamant that we are positively impacting lives if we tell a kid that he has to sit out for a year. Transfer, you get one transfer. Anywhere you want with no penalty. Transfer and go play right away. But you can't do that every year. You know, I mean, we've made a mockery of college basketball to some degree. Now, the game is bigger than all of us. You know, when I walked in here today, one of the first things I said was, this has got Brett Yormark written all over it. That dude is one of the best things happened to Big 12. He keeps us current. But who's keeping the coaches current? Who's checking these rules to see if they're bigger than the game? The rules can't be bigger than the game. The game still is what drives us all. We've got to be guardians. We've got to be the gate holders, the guardians, the people that protect this game. And I don't like the direction that is going. And I'll be out of it soon enough for all the people that want to call me an old curmudgeon. Maybe I am. But I care more about this game because of what it's, you know, whether.
I think it's interesting there, and that's Kelvin Sampson. I do think it's interesting that, and I am starting to get tired of coaches who have been totally fine with a transactional recruitment that they then had the player till the player was done with college, saying it's transactional now because the player gets to transact.
Right.
You know?
No, you're right. And even though the hypocrisy here runs deep, it doesn't make it untrue what they're saying.
Unless, exactly.
I mean, that's what I want to focus on. And, you know, I do think it's a little interesting that, and you'll hear from Bill Self on the other side, three of the bigger names, maybe the biggest names in coaching, are this outspoken about it. Are they going on record that they're not going to do this? Now, I'm sure they're not going to do it right now.
Oh, Nick Saban never did that.
Are they not going to do this in 2 years?
What you're asking is, like, when Nick Saban was like, up-tempo offenses are dangerous for the athletes, and, like, all the
right.
stuff that he said was bad, and then he just would do it the next year?
Right. But again, it still doesn't make it untrue what they're saying right now.
That's right. One more coach. It is Bill Self, and you will hear from him coming up next. We're live at Bennett Equipment and Supply. Hour 3 of the program continues right after this.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with insurance for seniors and disabled. Have you received a service area reduction letter telling you that your plan is going out at the end of 2025? We can help. Are your prescription drug costs too high and you don't know which way to turn? We can help. Do you have a so-called agent already who you can't get in touch with? We can help. Are you just cotton picking tired of having to make the choices and fight the battles by yourself? We can help. We are independent Medicare insurance agents who sell and service the big seven companies and all of their plans. We do not have a dog in the hunt and will change you anytime that you have a right to change and a need to change. Additionally, all of our help comes at no charge to you. Give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. We are truly in this together.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Time Plumber.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
It's the Upstate Veterans Alliance 10th Annual South Carolina Veteran Upstate Salute, honoring veterans and first responders at Floor Field in downtown Greenville. See the Special Forces Jump Team, Aerial Flyover, Drill Team Exhibitions, Rifle Salute, and more. Featuring music from country artist Daryl Worley with opener Ryan Spencer. Sunday, November 9th, the salute to our veterans and first responders at Floor Field, downtown Greenville. Tickets just $5 at upstatesalute.com. Gates open at 2 with a concert at 4. Honor our veterans and first responders with country artist Daryl Worley. Sunday, November 9th, honor the men and women who served to keep us free and safe. Go to upstatesalute.com for tickets and more information.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Soldana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
With 24 monthly bill credits on Experience Beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Took a 911 about 107 down a back road.
Well, we got a lot more to do here as Hour 3 continues here at Bennett Equipment and Supply. We appreciate you joining us.
We hadn't even talked about games.
We haven't. Well, yeah. Well, we got all tomorrow, too.
People keep getting arrested.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy that that happens. You know what I've been focused on? You know, I did not think that the NBA could follow up NBA on NBC coming back with, like, an equally great night, and they did. They like, inside the NBA on ESPN last night was great. I'm watching my Pacers tonight, and I will be watching with Underdog because I think that Aaron Nesmith is going to have higher than 2.5 first quarter points. I think Chet Holmgren is going to have higher than 1.5 first quarter rebounds because the Pacers ain't got no size. I think Lou Dort is going to have lower than 10.5 points because he is dead to me after losing the opener. And I think Andrew Nembhard is going to have higher than 19.5 points and assists. And so I will be anxiously watching for all those things to happen. You can do the same. Here's how you play. It's the greatest way to enjoy daily fantasy. Download the app. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms underscore DFS underscore dot HTML for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org. Let's hear that final clip now. Bill Self sounded off on this. This, again, if you missed it, if you're just joining us, this is a G League player. He's been in G League for years now, has two years of professional. He's 21 years old. He signed with Louisville. He will be a college basketball player next year, not for free. Here's what Bill Self had to say about that.
From a standpoint that, who knows, we may be recruiting one before it's all said and done. But I got to know the rule better because I didn't know it was just limited to G League. I thought a guy could get cut in the NBA and be eligible for college. My personal opinion is I have no idea what we're doing. What are we doing? So we're going to go recruit. We're going to call NBA teams and G League teams to find out who would potentially be available, and that's who we're going to recruit now, as opposed to high school kids or even portal kids. And what is the actual rule? Does it have to fit within a five-year window? Can he go to college first? I don't really understand it well enough to comment too much, other than why wouldn't everybody declare for the draft, and if it doesn't work out, go back to college? Why? I mean, if it is the way that I think it is, which it may not be because I don't understand it well enough yet, it's going to open up some unintended consequences that we're going to have to deal with for sure.
Now, that last part is why I put Bill Self in there, because he says, why wouldn't everybody start with the G League? You know, and I mean, he's right, except that the one drawback to that would be you might be able to make more in the college game in your first year. But, you know, he also, and again, he says several times he doesn't know the rule, he suggests that you can't do that with an NBA player, only a G League player. And I would ask, what's the difference?
Exactly.
I mean, an employee contract to play professional basketball is the same whether it's G League or NBA. I mean,
yeah, I don't understand why it would be. Different at all.
Yeah, what makes anybody think that you can't challenge the G League, but you can challenge the NBA in terms of, freedom of movement and coming back and all that? Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it in the G League, you're going to be able to do it for anybody.
It's nuts, man. It's nuts. I hope this is not. I really hope it's not this is not the way that it works. It's not the way that it goes. I hope that there is some way that we get some regulation on this. We shall see. Our picks are in, by the way.
They are in.
Let me do that. We don't have enough time to get to all the games, okay? We're going to talk all the games tomorrow. What was the hardest game you had to pick this week?
Oh, me.
The one that you did last.
Well, the correct question is the one that I changed the fewest times.
Let's start with that. Which one did you change the fewest times? Which one was the easiest one for you to do?
Alabama, South Carolina.
What did you pick on that one?
Alabama.
How many points we laying on that one?
13.5.
Oh, mama!
2 touchdowns.
13.5. That was the easiest one?
That was the one I did not change.
Woo, man.
I don't know. I looked at these so long ago. I've gone back and forth a lot on Ole Miss, Oklahoma. I've gone back and forth a lot on Missouri, Vandy. I could see Oklahoma's a 4.5-point favorite. Vandy's a 2.5-point favorite. But I don't think there's a lot of difference in those four teams. So, yeah. You know, I normally go home teams in those situations, and I am here. But Ole Miss winning, Missouri winning, and I'm not talking about just covering. I'm talking about winning. I can see that. Absolutely, sure, I can see that.
I almost took Ole Miss because of the points, because it's 4.5. But I think Oklahoma wins the game, so I went Oklahoma on that one. I still have questions about Missouri. I don't know exactly how good Missouri is still.
And I tell you what, I'll throw LSU, Texas A&M in there. There's so many swing games in the SEC this week. I mean, you're either there. Those three games right there in particular, you're either still in this thing or you're out. You're out after this weekend. I mean, those are so intriguing.
The LSU-Texas A&M game, two things there. One, A&M's not going undefeated. They're going to lose to somebody. Number two, LSU at night, perfect chance to do that. I also I think I was right on LSU. I was wrong about Vandy last week. But I was right on LSU. I think we still are undervaluing how good LSU is because we don't know why their offense stinks. Are they like? What is the material difference between LSU and Oklahoma, for example?
The talent is still there with LSU. That's I'm not really questioning the talent. I'm questioning why the talent's not performing, and I think that is a difference with them and maybe some other teams who have underperformed. I just looking at another SEC game this week. Quark, not only do I think Mississippi State's going to cover, I think they're going to win outright. I think Mississippi State is going to pull the upset and beat Texas.
Okay. We would agree Kentucky blows. Kentucky sucks. Mm-hmm. They're bad. Do you know Kentucky outgained Texas by over 200 yards last week?
I do know that.
I figured you did that research. And Kentucky got stoned twice inside the 2-yard line in overtime. And then Texas got the ball and went backwards and had to make a 45-yard field. When you start in field goal range, it went backwards. Texas sucks.
That Texas-Kentucky was, which one of us can beat ourselves the least?
Yes.
It really wasn't about winning last week.
Disaster. I mean a disaster. What's going on in Texas right now?
But now the week before that, Texas certainly looked much better against Oklahoma. They played a good game there. They certainly did.
With the benefit of a special teams touchdown, by the way.
I think Mississippi State is pulling the upset this week.
They're definitely covered. 6.5? Mm-hmm. You know what? It got bet up. Do you know you can get it right now legally? At, let me make sure I wrote this down, 7.5.
That'll be going in the dark.
Oh, buddy. Let me tell you. I kind of want to do it right now just in case somebody comes to their senses and bets it back. You know, I'm doing it right now. You wouldn't let me do Wake Forest first half, so I'm doing this instead. 25, Mike. Taking 7.5 with Mississippi State. Ring that bell.
That's a pick. That's a pick.
Just go ahead and copy that over to my side, too.
Oh, yeah, baby. I can't wait for Mississippi State to lose 24-3. Because that is the way that this goes, by the way. Because Texas defense is legit. I mean, they're real good. At some point, though, you can't just have a little nonsense offense and just win every week. Not in this economy. You can't do it. You can't just win like that every week. You know the easiest one for me to fill out? Well, let me give you the hardest one. The hardest one to fill out for me was Kansas State, Kansas. You know why?
Because it's Kansas State, Kansas.
Yeah.
They're both unpredictable.
They're both the same team.
Yeah.
Kansas is 4-3. Kansas State is 3-4. You know, we left Kansas State for dead, and I'm not saying we were wrong to do that, but they have looked a little better in recent weeks. The other thing that I would tell you is that Kansas State has won 16 straight of these games. 16 in a row. And I think they're the better team, and I think they've been the better team for about 16 years, and I think the better team's going to win the game.
Those are all very, very valid reasons. This game is at Kansas, and I no longer trust Chris Klieman.
I think you're fine to do that.
I went Kansas. Look, dude, what have I got to lose at this point? I'm so far out of this thing.
That's a great That's a great reason to be making picks. Oh, man. What we got to lose? What, you know.
You know, if you got, if you have a really big lead, you say you're playing with house money. Same can also be true when you're really far behind. What am I going to do? Be in laster?
Laster. You can always be laster, Ben. Jalen Daniels, number one in the Big 12 in quarterback rating. 18 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 9.4 yards per attempt, which is third, behind only Morton and Sorsby. By the way, Morton's not playing again for Texas Tech. And they are, I think it's their 20-plus point favorites this week. And I am this close to taking Oklahoma State to cover a number, and I can't believe I'm doing that.
We should mention Houston, Arizona State.
Arizona State.
Why are you and I on Houston, Quark?
Well, for one, it's Willie Fritz. They're getting 8.5, okay? Right. They're getting 8.5. So that's number one. Number two, Jordan Tyson. I saw this morning, who is one of the highest in terms of total targets and target rate. He is one of the most frequently targeted receivers in the country, if not the most frequently targeted receiver in the country. He will be out on Saturday due to a hamstring injury. That spread, it was on Monday, it was 8.5. It is down to 6.5 right now without the most prolific receiver in the Big 12. That is why we're on Houston, Ben.
I was on the fence on that, and then I saw that news today, and I went Houston.
Jordan Tyson has caught 57 passes this year. There's a random dude from Florida Atlantic and a random dude from UConn that have caught more, and that's it. The only other Power 4 player to have 50 or more catches this year is Lewis Bond from Boston College. Fun fact.
That you would win you'd stop a lot of people in trivia with that.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm here for.
Lewis Bond.
Final segment. We're going to go rapid fire through some things. I want to ask Ben what he's watching tonight. There's like two NBA games. There's the battle of 1-6 college football teams, and there's an NFL game. And you also have the entirety of the internet universe to watch whatever you want. So we'll talk about that in our final segment, live from Bennett Equipment and Supply in Piedmont. We'll be back next.
Hey, Tiger fans, do you like the sound of live music, great food, and more, all to support a great cause? Well, the 4th annual Backyard Bash will be here before you know it, just around the corner on October 25th. Tickets are just $35 right now, all children 12 and under getting in for free, and just $20 if you're a student. All proceeds going to the Clemson Community Care. Bring a lawn chair, bring a cooler. Get out to the White House on College Avenue Backyard at 422 College Avenue, Clemson. And for more details, you can go to MonahanCo.com.
The way golf was meant to be, a natural, beautiful trip through nature. You'll discover it at Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Dine in the Overlook Restaurant, open Thursday through Sunday, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs, just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing tie. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it cry. Give me a bacon with no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plantae.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular Cash Pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Owners, listen up. Is your lawn struggling right now? Your friends at topdressing.com have a solution for you. They will aerate, overseed, and they can top dress your fescue lawn. You see this on the golf course all the time, and topdressing.com will do this for you. Book a free quote online at topdressing.com or call 888-850-1850. Tell them you heard about it on The Roar and ask your topdressing.com for their special online at topdressing.com. Call 888-850-1850 as topdressing.com.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
AceHomeCo.com's the place. Plumbing, heat, and air with a friendly face. Electrical, too, they've got your back. Ace Plumbing, Electrical, and HVAC.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit AceHomeCo.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Sing my share of broken halos.
Final segment of the show. Glad to have you with us. Our final few minutes here, Ben Equipment and Supply. Thanks to Eddie and his team for having us out here today. And we've talked about a lot of serious things, you know. We've done a lot of serious things today. But we have a young lady who wants to make her radio debut. She actually has something cool she's doing tonight. Tell the people, what's your name and how old are you?
I'm Mary Lynn, and I'm 8.
And you just got how many bands for Tigers for Tatas?
2.
Okay. And a tumbler. We got a tumbler, too. Very good.
The tumbler's as tall as she is.
Someone told me that mom may commandeer the tumbler. That seems fine. So tell me, we were talking about animals. How many animals do you have?
92 pigeons, 7 dogs, and 3 horses.
Okay, that's good. Now, I asked you, did you name the pigeons, and you said you tried one time?
Yeah.
But one just kept darting in front of the other ones. You couldn't do it. The dogs and horses have names, mm-hmm. right? Do you know their names off the top of your head? You know them all?
Lucy, Minnie, Luna, Stella, Isabella, Bunny, Buck, Vegas, and Roscoe.
Okay, that's great. That's awesome. I can't even list everybody in my family, so that's good. She knows all our animals' names. And where are you going tonight?
The Clemson game. Baseball Clemson game against Savannah Bananas.
Okay, have you seen the Bananas before?
Yes.
You did? Did you watch them last year?
In the spring.
You went in the spring. So you went in the football stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool, wasn't it? That's very cool.
They were against the party animals.
That's right. It was a good game. I was there. It was a really good game. Do you like Clemson?
Mm-hmm.
Clemson's your favorite team? Very cool. So you're going to root for them tonight, or are you going to root for the Bananas?
Both.
Both. Okay, that's good. Hey, we appreciate you sticking around, giving us a little donation. And you know what? She came up to me and she said, hey, can I say something? I was like, you mean like to me right now, or like you want to go on the air? She's like, on the air. She's like, what do I say? And you know what? We've been talking for 3 minutes. So you
did
said a
good.
Lot of stuff. There we go. Can you give us a Go Tigers before you go?
Go Tigers!
Very good. Awesome. Thank you. Awesome. Very cool.
Very good.
Thanks to Mom, too, for bringing them by.
Great stuff.
That was awesome. All right. 654 Roar is the number. That was phenomenal. We got a lot of good pictures and video of that. That was great. That was really great. Thank you. Thank you. Have fun at the game tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, Clemson is taking on the Bananas tonight. And I think it's going to be big. Like, I wondered if, like, the novelty would wear off some. I've heard a lot of people that are going to this tonight, so I'm excited for that. What are you watching tonight, Ben Milstead? We got a Clash of Titans on ESPN 1 with 1-6. I think it's ESPN. No, it's ESPN 2. I'm sorry. 1-6 South Alabama and 1-6 Georgia State.
Chad Powers playing,
yeah,
for Georgia State.
We can only hope. We can only hope. We have two NBA games tonight. We have the sad Pacers hosting the Thunder. Luckily, they didn't make the Pacers play the Thunder when they raised the banner. That just would have made me really upset, very emotional. And we have Nuggets Warriors tonight. Jokic making his debut. Nuggets and Pacers, the only teams that haven't played yet.
I am going to watch that. Yeah, Hunter Tyson's still on the roster there. And will be he'll get in the game tonight, I would imagine. And then I'm going to – Vikings-Chargers, though, that's a pretty good Thursday night game.
That's a pretty good Thursday night game. It's one of the better ones, I think.
I've been impressed with the Chargers, yet they're 4-3. But that is the life in the National Football League right now.
Well, and, like, let's look at who the Chargers have lost to, too. I mean, they lost to the Giants. I'm not saying that that's okay, but they lose to the Giants by 3. They lose to the Commanders by 17. The Commanders, very good, have been hurt. Daniel's been in and out. And they lost to the Colts by 2 touchdowns. Now, I would also turn around and say –
they have good wins, but bad losses,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, like the losses have not been great. I think this is a game where the Chargers can sort of get right against the Vikings, who, speaking of teams that haven't impressed me, the Vikings, like, they beat the Bengals when Joe Burrow got hurt, but they haven't beaten anyone. They beat the Browns. Like I said, they beat the Bengals, and they beat the Bears in a game that where the Bears were better for, like, 54 minutes of the game. So the Vikings really have – you mentioned the Chargers weren't impressive 4-3. The Vikings had very unimpressive 3-3 to me.
No, I agree with you. Justin Herbert started this season so good, and, you know, now they've lost 3 out of their last 4. But still, I love what I saw from him in the first 3 games. I mean, he really, right out of the gate, looked like he was going to have a career year, and I think he still is. I mean, he just – I don't know, there's something different about him in those first 3 games. He when he is on, he is a fun quarterback to watch.
I agree. And you know what? The Colts game, he threw a bunch of picks. He threw for like 450 yards in that game. Like, he made some capital T throws in there. In fact, I know we're limiting our exposure on the dock right now. I've already thrown one in there. But the Chargers minus 3.5 feels like a mortal lock tonight, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's like, pretty tempting.
Like 14? I mean, Justin Herbert can throw for 400. Carson Wentz is not throwing for 400. Like, Carson Wentz is not winning this game against the Chargers on the road. That's simply not happening. This is kind of random, but I will be watching that tonight. Have you been keeping up with this heist situation? The diamond heist?
No. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. You haven't seen this? Oh my God. We're gonna have to go back to the beginning. These people, like, broke in, stole some diamonds, took them like 7 minutes, did it in broad daylight. Basically, like, if they do another Ocean's movie, they'll do that. Like, security cameras didn't catch them. They got in and out unscathed. It's at the Louvre. Hang it in the Louvre. They freaking got into the Louvre and took something off the Louvre. And it is amazing because, like, they had security folks that were on strike during this. Security was not monitoring this stand or whatever. These 8 jewels that they took from the Louvre were invaluable. There's stories about this all the time where people trying to figure out, like, why didn't they also take these other things? Why did they knock over this thing? Why did they do this? And it's fascinated the planet. You haven't seen this?
I have
Smash!
Not.
Oh,
I haven't heard anything about it.
Oh, yeah. What'd they do to get in the Louvre, Mike?
Smashed!
Yeah. They just smashed everything down there. They got in there. Yeah, four people. It's what's being called, according to the AP, an audacious heist at Paris's Louvre Museum. And they did it on scooters, Ben. Scooters.
This really does sound like a movie.
I mean, it is. Like, it's a legitimate movie plot. They still haven't found the jewels. More than $100 million in jewels. They don't know who these people are. They don't know where the jewels are. It's been days now.
Is that what you're watching tonight, then?
I just got to keep reading more stuff about it.
How did we get onto that?
We haven't talked about it on air. I keep seeing this stuff. My wife keeps sending me stuff about it. Like, I'm captivated by this. All the time I'm like, oh, watch this movie. And the thing happens, you're like, oh, man. I know it's real people in real places, but that would never happen. This blows out all the smithereens, Ben. This is one of the great things that's ever happened. I mean, it's bad that, you know, like, kids don't steal. But other than that, it's one of the great things that's happened because it's a real-life movie plot. I mean,
it is.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I would encourage you, read up on some of that tonight. I'll probably watch a little Poker Face. I like Poker Face, man. On Peacock, give me some Poker Face. John Hyde knows about Poker Face.
I mean, there's a Chauncey Billups joke there somewhere.
Oh,
I'm just going.
I saw this during one of the breaks. Apparently, Damon Jones, former player and now assistant coach of the Cavaliers, was a part of this sting. And there's a clip from years ago where Gilbert Arenas. LeBron James goes to him at the free throw line, and he says something to him in his ear. And they're like, what did LeBron say in his ear? And it has something to do with the fact that Damon Jones was going to collect if you missed this free throw. And he's like, Damon Jones, LeBron and I play poker together, and he is a terrible poker player. I've won so much money off him. And he's talking about him. And LeBron basically is joking with him while he's at the free throw line that, like, Dame, if you miss this, Damon collects.
They're talking about this on the court?
Yes. On the court during a game. It was a playoff game when Arenas was with the Wizards. So this is a long time ago. Damon Jones, though, Arenas legitimately says, Damon Jones, bad at poker. Really bad at poker. And I've won a lot of money off him.
And also bad at hiding the cheating sports betting, right? Same Damon Jones?
Same one.
Yeah.
Same one. This.
By the way, the Damon Jones, I believe I'm talking about Damon Jones here, that Damon Jones has been accused of insider information related to LeBron James' injuries.
Yes. He's the one that they basically go to when LeBron's – to find out if LeBron's going to play tonight or not. Yeah. So he's a part of this too.
You know, we say all the time, like, Vegas knows – best and Vegas knows things that we don't. Have you ever stopped to wonder, like, who, and I do believe that, where do they get their information?
I don't know. I truly do not know.
On those times, like in with the Los Angeles Lakers, they get it from Damon Jones.
we connected that dot. But what about the other 29 teams?
Yes, or college teams.
Yeah, how do you know the injury that hasn't been reported in San Jose State and Pacific on a random Wednesday night in college basketball?
The line started moving on the Clemson line started moving last week before Larry Williams reported the ankle injury. I believe I'm right in that.
And, like, I mean, unless you believe that every single program is just a leaky sieve, which may be true, how do they know? And Ben, how do they know?
And wouldn't you think at some point, you know, a student manager brags to his friends that, hey, this somebody from MGM in or Caesars in Vegas is calling me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, how does that information stay quiet? I don't know. Inquiring minds.
I don't know. I don't. I don't have any idea. You know what? You know what's a great show that I may I may hit tonight. You know what? I can't say that. I'm going to watch the Pacers. I'm a glutton for punishment. I'm going to watch to see how many points the Thunder beat the Pacers. How many minutes they can suck me into this season before the Thunder win by 9.
Well, you ought to feel good after last year.
Yeah, but there's no Halliburton. Who how are we supposed to win without Halliburton?
That's true.
They brought in Jay Huff from Virginia. We're excited about Jay Huff.
The Will Clanton lookalike.
We extended
Jay Huff.
We extended Aaron Nesmith, but shorter, I think.
Yes.
Than Will Clanton.
Only by a little bit.
Only by a little bit.
Tomorrow we're going to be at Wendy's in Pickens. Quok, I've done radio for 20 years. I don't think I have ever done a remote in Pickens.
This is your chance, Pickens, South Carolina, to come by and support Tigers for Tatas. We look forward to that. 10% of sales on the four relevant Wendy's locations, Clemson, Seneca, Pickens, Powdersville, going to Tigers for Tatas. So that is another incentive to come on by. You can buy lunch. 10% of that goes to Tigers for Tatas, and then make a donation, get some stuff. Thanks to Eddie Bennett and the folks at Bennett Equipment for having us out. Thanks for the pink excavator, too. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow. What's up next?
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.